Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 30th of November. Free to choose. The Apostle Paul declared, "Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you." As sons of God, we are free to choose whether we will set our mind on the things of the flesh or on the things of the Spirit. We received this freedom as soon as we were born of the Spirit. It is important to recognize the accountability that we have all received as sons of God to join the spiritual prayer meeting. Ultimately, if we continue to participate in the carnal prayer meeting, it is because we have chosen to do so, and it only leads to damnation. As sons of God, we will be delivered from the body of death. However, our deliverance is not the outcome of the carnal prayer meeting, our self-motivated repentance, or lengthy pastoral discussion. Our deliverance is the outcome of our ongoing participation in the spiritual prayer meeting. In the flesh, we do not have the capacity to join this prayer meeting. However, as we choose to set our mind on the things of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit helps our weaknesses by making intercession for us with groanings too deep for words. In contrast to our own carnal cry for deliverance, the Holy Spirit converts the groanings that we all experience in this fallen world into prayer in the Spirit. Jesus Christ responds to the intercession of the Holy Spirit by searching our heart with his eyes, which are like a flame of fire. This is not a mysterious experience. It is the word of the cross, which is proclaimed by the presbytery in his right hand, that pierces our heart. The references used in today's devotions are Romans chapter 8, verses 8 and 9, Romans chapter 8, verse 13, Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27, and Revelation chapter 2, verse 18. For further study, Romans chapter 8.